Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us today for our webinar, Expert Scam Defense Training, How to Protect Your IRA Investments, hosted by the Entrust Group with our guest, Data Art. The next slide, please. Brief disclaimer before we get started. The Entrust Group and Trust does not provide investment advice or endorse any products. All information and materials are for educational purposes only. All parties are encouraged to consult with their attorneys, accountants, and financial advisors before entering into any type of investment. Today's agenda, we will cover reviewing the problem. We'll visualize some top scams, explain how to protect yourself, test what we've learned, and at the end, we will have a Q&A session. My name is Tony Uncle. I'm the Business Development Manager for the Northeast here at the Entrust Group, and I educate investors and professionals on tax-preferred retirement accounts and alternative investments. Now I'll
Hello,
turn it
everyone.
over to our guest, the team at DataArt. Take it over, guys.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining today's security webinar. Let me start from introducing myself. My name is Elizaveta Cherniš. I have been working in information security area for more than 8 years already, and during that time, I have seen a lot of scams, schemes, and techniques. And what I have seen has shaped my career goal to help people protect themselves from being scammed and stay safe online. And in today's session, we will deep dive into the world of scam, explore methods scammers use to trick people, and we'll learn how to step one step ahead in this ongoing battle. Before we continue, I'd like to ask you, have you ever faced any type of scam in your life? Like, these emails with suspicious attachments or those annoying phone calls from someone pretending to be from your bank account or tech support. Oh, yeah, so from your answers, I see that a lot of you experience this, but it's worth saying that it's not just us in this room. Millions of people face these threats every day. And let me show you a couple of examples. So in 2023, more than 100,000 Americans over 60 reported being scammed, and they're losing an average 34,000 each. And in 2024, seniors lost a record almost 5 million to fraud. So you might wonder how scammers succeed in it. Imagine you got an email saying that you have to pay 6,000 for some anti-malware subscriptions, anti-malware solution, yeah, antivirus tool. And you want to stay protected from viruses. So you pay, and in several days, you realize that money didn't go to antivirus company. It went straight to scammers. So you feel very sad about it. And out of nowhere, you go getting a call from someone pretending to be a federal agent. And they say that the thief has been caught, and now they may help you to return all your money. For that, you just need to open your laptop and follow their instruction. So you do that, and in a blink of an eye, you realize that 300,000 just disappeared from your investment account. Or in another case, you receive a text message on your phone saying that some suspicious activity detected on your investment account, and you need just visit a site and verify your account, otherwise something bad might happen. So you follow the link enter your login data, and boom, in several minutes, all of your investments are gone from your account. Sounds scary, right? FBI also warns that there are a lot of scammers schemes. For example, one of them involve impersonated tech support. So scammers calling people and saying that you have some legal problem or tax issues, or you have to do something with your investment account, or otherwise your money will gone. So to protect your money, you have to send them to some trusted account. And yeah, a lot of people lose money because of this. It begs the question, how it's even possible? Yeah, why is those schemes working? So the answer is simple, it's emotions. Emotions are the key. Scammers use our emotions like fear or excitement to force us do some action without thinking. So they rely on that. And actually it like never gets old. Emotions tactic worked 10 years ago and it's still working. I would like to show you a couple of real examples and to dive like what kind of red flags you may see, especially in emails. So let's take a look at this one. So what do we have here? We have here an email saying that, okay, immediate actions required because unusual activity detected on your account. So, dear Elizaveta, blah, 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 we noticed unusual activity in your retirement account, and you should log in, probably to verify something, and failure to do so may result in temporary suspension in your account. Pretty scary email, but it looks like normal email, right? But something is weird here. First of all, it's urgency, right? This email said that you should do something immediately. It's one of the most popular red flags that you may see in scam emails, especially. So when someone tries to rush you, to force you to do something immediately, it is a big red flag. Another one is typo in sender's email. This email looks like fine, right? But if you look closer, we may see like a small typo, just double S here. And such things really hard to spot. And of course, attackers, they know about it and they use it. Sometimes you may see that sender's email is quite weird. It can be sometimes just combination of random letters, random symbols, but sometimes they're like scammers, they're really creative and they use like real emails, yeah, but real domains, but they change just one letter and it's really hard to spot. But yeah, we always should verify sender's email. Also, we may see here a link. So if we hover the login button, yeah, we may see URL where we will be forwarded if we click it. And what is weird here? That get doctorian something, which click doesn't relate to subject of an email, yeah, and the topic and the company names that they are pretending to be from. So it is another red flag that is really common. So in most of the cases in such scam emails, if you investigate the link where you will be forwarded, it will be really weird. Sometimes it's just something random. Sometimes it may also contains misspelling or some additional letters, and sometimes it's just combination of random symbols. Also, yeah, they trying to attempt trying to raise a panic or sense of fear. And last but not least, they use a well-known company logo to establish trust, and it's also quite popular, right? They impersonate well-known company, so to establish trust. What may help here? First of all, never click links in email. If you got an email saying that you should verify your account, log in somewhere, it's better to like open your browser and type the URL by yourself, or like domain name that you know, and only there log in. Or if you use some services often, it's better to even save them in bookmarks. Yeah, and that's how you may access them, and you will be assured that it is correct site. But never looking through links in emails. Yeah, and if you have any like doubts regarding emails, you can always verify, like calling by official number or contacting official support, right? If you got an email that something is wrong with your account, you can contact support of a company and verify that everything is fine. Or another case, so this email said that immediate tax payments required, otherwise really bad consequences may happen. And you have only 24 hours. And they also provided some payment instruction, which is quite convenient, right? And some phone number where you may call if you have questions. Okay, what is weird here? So you may guess the first one is urgency red flag. Yeah, we may see here that again, urgent, immediate. Another one again is email sender address. It has a typo also. Yeah, it's a letter instead of I. And if you open like official site, government's official site, and check like their emails, you will see that it's totally different, right? The domain is different. Also, yeah, there is an urgency in the body of the email. They say that immediate payment required again, and you have only like 24 hours to make your decision. And there is a list of consequences, right, if you don't do that. So it's also the attempt to raise this sense of panic, to force you act without thinking. So here are some PEMAS method. Again, probably it will be like quite different from what you get used to, right? And such things always should be verified. So if some payment data changed, then you should, I know, make a regular payment on another account. Yeah, it again should be verified. And last but not least here is a phone number. So what is interesting with phone numbers in such emails? If you look up for such numbers, probably you will see that other people already complained for this number. Yeah. Usually attackers, they just send the same email to many people, and once it's recognized as scam, someone may report it. So if you just Google the number, you probably will see some feedback that it is connected to scam schemes, but not always, of course. So in this case, you also may compare like this number to official number published on sites. So how can we protect ourselves from such type of scam? First of all, you should stay calm. If you read some email and you feel very emotional, it is a big sign to keep calm and take your time, take a breath, and go walking, whatever, but do not make any decision in when you're feels that emotional. And yeah, if we need to pay something, or email says that you have some problems, always verify it through official means of communication. This is another example that says that you can invest somewhere, yeah, and receive 20% of monthly returns, which is quite tempting, right? And it's just simple. You should click the link, yeah, and reserve your spot. So attackers not always use a sense of urgency or fear. Sometimes they rely on this, excitement, greed, tempting things. And if you see that there is an offer that sounds too good to be true, in like 99% it is. So if something sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. And it is a classic example of such a schema. So we have We see here, right? Really tempting offer that sounds like really unrealistic. Also, they are trying to create this feeling of missing out opportunities, right? And they're like highlight that spaces are filling really fast, so you should decide it right now. You don't have time to think about it. And again, there is a link. Probably, if you follow such a link in such emails, they may ask you to pay some deposit to reserve your spot, or to log in somewhere, yeah, or give your credit card number. Or it may lead that you will need to download something, and this file will contain some viruses, and this is how you may infect your laptop really easily. So, how can we protect from such scams? We should remember that if something sounds too good to be true, probably it is. And if you have doubts, yeah, maybe it is a real offer. Better to take an advice from someone. And last but not least, example that I would like to present today is a phone call. So it really important to know that scammers, they are very creative, and they use different means to deliver their scams and try to trick people. Not only emails, yeah, but they also may use phone calls. For example, here, someone calling and pretending to be from Entrust support, yeah, and says that they detected suspicious activity on your account and you need to take immediate action to protect your money. So you see, right, the red flags are the same. It's urgency, it's like if you don't do something, yeah, something bad may happen to your account, to your money, yeah, this sense of emergency and fear here. So red flags the same, they're just the communication means the different. And what can we do here is hang up and call company on their usual support number to verify if everything is all right with your account. But do not trust, you know, this unknown caller saying you something, and do not follow their instructions. Let's summarize what we have heard. So most common red flags, yes, that we have seen, it's spelling mistakes and strange wording, unknown senders or odd email addresses, as we saw, right? So it can be just small typo, but sometimes it's just weird combination of letters, and the same things with links in emails. It's urgent language, like act now, immediate actions requires, unusual payment methods, request for sensitive information. Sometimes scammers, they are sending some emails or calling you and ask some really, like, provide your passport data or credit card data and other sensitive information. If you got such a request from like a known sender, it's big red flag, so never share your personal information with contacts that you don't know. And if something is too good to be true, yeah, we should be very careful because probably it is a scam. But I would like to say that, like, trick you to click email or click suspicious link in email, yeah, it's not the final goal of the attackers. In most of the cases, what they are trying to do, like what their goal, yeah, by sending this kind of emails, is get access to your mail account. This your mail account is quite kind of treasure for hackers, because once they gain access to your mail account, they may gain access to other sensitive accounts, yeah, like bank accounts or social media accounts or investment accounts, and learn a lot of sensitive and personal data. And also, your email may be used for to target other people. So it is really like popular thing when attackers firstly send phishing email, and that's how they are getting access to your mail account, and then they are hack your bank account, for example. So that's why we should go out of our way to protect our email account. So how can we do that? First of all, we should come up with a really strong password. What strong password means? So it is a combination of upper lowercase letters, special symbols, numbers, and it should be quite long, like at least 12 syllables. And I understand that it's quite hard to come up with such a password, and it's even more harder to, it's even harder to remember such a password, right? So I have a like hint for you. You may use some passphrases. Passphrases, it is a phrase actually, but good passphrase should have like random combination of words that do not make any sense. Like dogs eat chocolate, I don't know, each autumn, and some numbers, for example. Yeah, it help you to create quite strong passwords that will be really hard to guess or break, but you will be able to remember it. And it's better to, like, and I understand that even like passphrase, there is a risk that you may forget. I understand it. So, what to do in such a case? You should not write it down in any the notebook, yeah, somewhere in like plain text, just it is. So you may leave some hints for yourself that only you will understand. But the best way to store passwords, it's use some special application that called password managers, and you may find a lot of them in application stores, and also like many phones, they already have built password manager like keychain in the phones and so on. So better to save them there. But if you don't use such applications, you may leave hints somewhere. But again, it shouldn't be just, you know, full password. And unfortunately, password is just the first line of defense, and it's not enough in our like modern reality. So it's better to have like second layer of protection, and it's called like second factor authentication. Probably you have seen it already like many times when you log in somewhere and then you're receiving a phone call, and you should confirm that you are logging in somewhere, or you see pop-up window on your phone and you should like click approve, or you receive a pop-up on your phone with numbers, and you should enter these numbers on web page. Yeah, it is a second factor authentication, but on our like in our mail accounts, usually it's not like turning on by default, so you should go to setting and turn it on. So that's why I'm highlighting that you should do that. You should make sure that you have it configured. Otherwise, there is a big risk that your account can be easily compromised. So if you're not sure, just go to settings and verify it. If you don't know how to do that, there are a lot of videos on YouTube how to do that, or you may ask your friends or relatives to help you with that. But please double check that it is configured, enabled. And last but not least here, that better do not use the same passwords like multiple accounts and services. Especially if you're talking about sensitive ones like bank accounts, investment accounts, mail account, yeah, better to come up with different password for all of them. What else you can do to protect yourself is protect your phone number, because attackers also there are a lot of popular schemes when they stole a phone number and use it again to get access to bank accounts or investment accounts. Unfortunately, there are not a lot of tips how to protect the phone number, But what you can do, you may ask your carrier whether it's possible to configure additional PIN on your phone number. In this case, if you have it, you can move it or do any operations without this PIN. And also, it's good practice to not share it like everywhere in social media, comments, etc. So your phone number shouldn't be easily accessed. So we have seen a lot of scam red flags, but sometimes it still like may happen, yeah, that you will not notice them, and you can be targeted by scammers. You can be scammed, but it's not you shouldn't be embarrassed of it if something like this happened, because attackers right now, they are very creative and they improve their skills every day, and modern technology allows them to do really like sophisticated attacks. So if you were scammed, you shouldn't be ashamed of it, but you should act immediately, right? What you can do, you can report the scam immediately from any like your bank, investment custodian, or other financial institution involved. Report them immediately, so they will help you to save your money, your information, and will guide you what to do next. Also, you may notify the Internet Crime Complaint Center on their official site, and keep records of your losses and reports, because in some cases, those evidence may help to reduce some taxes. So I provide a link here where you can read the in the details about it. So we have learned a lot of today, and I propose to play a little bit and see what you have learned. So right now you will see a pop-up on your screen, and choose the option that you think is correct. True or false? Scammers can impersonate your bank, government, or family. What do you think?
I think it's true, but I can't click. It doesn't take my selection, but I'm just going to voice it.
Is it working?
Yeah. It should be showing the results. Can you see?
I don't yet.
Right now I'm sharing that 43 out of 43 said it's true. I'll stop sharing. So everyone got that right, that it was true. I'll launch question two. Sorry for that. Let me know if you can see this one.
So I see the question. A phone call claiming your own taxes and must pay now as usually. It is real or a scam? Andrew, do you see results?
Going to end it and sharing results. Can you see?
No, I don't, but I know maybe.
So I can at least verbalize it. I don't know why they're not showing. 49 out of 52 said it's a scam.
Yeah, that's true, it is. So again, yes, yeah, urgent call, say that you do something immediately with money. Yeah, it's usually a scam.
Launching question three.
So, which phrase is often used in scam emails? Act now to avoid losing access to your account, subscribes to your monthly newsletter, or thank you for being our valued client.
I'll let this go another 10 seconds and let you know. Great, everyone got it right with number A. Act now to avoid losing access to your account. Launching question number four.
Strange mail addresses like bank123login.com are usually legitimate or suspicious.
Very quickly, everyone got that right and said it was B, suspicious.
Yeah, that's true. Typical suspicious emails.
Launching the final question.
True or false, cameras always rush you, so you make mistakes.
Great. Everyone got that right as well and said that it was true.
Yeah, it is. Acting without thinking, it was I want. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, I would like to finalize my speech today by conclusion that scammers, they are very creative, persistent, and they're always looking for new opportunities to trick people. But by knowing their red flags, protecting your email, and taking a moment to pause before reacting, you can stay one step ahead. Thank you for your time, and I give a word to my colleagues, Tony.
Thank you very much. Very informative. So let's wrap it up. Go on to the next slide, please. What's next? We will send you a replay and additional resources. Our follow-up email will include video replays, slides, and additional education for you. And please don't forget to register for November's webinar, From the Ground Up, Mobile Home Park Investing with Your IRA. If you need any more information on self-directed IRAs, please be sure to visit our Learning Center. And please don't forget to follow us on social media for updates. We will provide our contact information should you have any questions. And we will leave this up and we can hop into our Q&A session.
Yeah, we'll be glad to answer all of your questions if you have any.
Sure. Are banks typically liable for fraud committed against their customers, such as wire fraud, direct pay transfers?
Certain. Could you please repeat again?
Are banks liable for fraud committed against their customers, such as wire fraud or direct pay transfers?
Yeah, and most of the like banks usually they have really good like protection, yeah, really good protection, and they know about like many of these type of schemes. But unfortunately, it's hard to protect customers from like all of the types of threats. And as I mentioned, attackers they are improving their skills and modern technology, especially right now with AI, all of this, yet they're helping them to trick people. And yeah, in like more advanced scam schemes, it's possible to gain access to bank account and bypass all of the technical mechanism, unfortunately. So we still should be aware, yeah, about possible scam schemes and be careful.
Thank you very much. And we don't have any more questions, so we can leave it open for another couple of seconds. If somebody does have a question, feel free to type it in. If not, our contact information is on the screen. If you think of anything post-webinar, feel free to reach out to us and we'll happily address your questions.
And thank you very much, everyone, to joining us today. I hope this webinar was useful for you. And yeah, if you have any questions, I will be happy to answer. And have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
Okay, we'll wrap it from there. Thank you very much, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care now.